USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Hurricane Ian is strengthening back up. Several hours after it was downgraded to a tropical storm, Hurricane Ian has increased back to a Cat 1 storm as of Thursday afternoon, taking aim at the Carolinas and Georgia with life-threatening flooding, storm surge, and strong winds. Ian is approximately 240 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina, and is expected to make landfall in the state Friday morning. South Carolina is on high alert ahead of the expected arrival of Ian, which could make landfall for a second time as a hurricane as early as Friday. Governor Henry McMaster says he's been in touch with the mayors of coastal communities, and at this point says the state should weather the storm just fine, with key decisions set to be made at the local level.
Have not ordered any closings, have not ordered any evacuations, nor lane reversals or state government closings. Now, your local governments may have advice, of course. They may close some county offices, but that will be, those decisions are left, of course, to the local level.
President Biden is pouring cold water on the Russian-led referendums in Ukraine. As he met with Pacific Island leaders in Washington, Mr. Biden made it clear that the U.S. would never recognize what he called an absolute sham cooked up by Moscow.
This so-called referendum was a sham, an absolute sham. The results were manufactured in Moscow.
Here's more on that story with our own Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced Thursday he will hold a signing ceremony Friday to formally annex four Moscow-occupied areas of Ukraine and officially make it a part of Russia. This follows the referendum elections over 5 days last week. The elections were widely condemned by Western governments as a sham. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
President Biden at FEMA headquarters said his administration will respond if oil and gas companies raise prices as Floridians deal with the impacts of what was Hurricane Ian.
If a gas station companies try to use this storm to raise prices, I'm going to ask officials to look into whether or not price gouging is going on. America's watching, and the industry should do the right thing. I expect them to do the right thing.
Right now, emergency crews are sweeping through southwest Florida looking for survivors of Ian and assessing the damage. Two hospitals have been forced to close and evacuate their patients because they have no water, says Dr. Larry Antonucci, president and CEO of Lee Health Systems, the public health care system in southwest Florida.
Not only do we need water for the routine things you can imagine, but it also cools our systems. Our air conditioners are water cooled. Our fire protection is important. We can't operate a hospital without a sprinkler system, and we just have no pressure to be able to do that.
Both the Orlando mayor and fire chief emphasized that the city is dealing with historic flooding in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. The city has received historic flooding in excess of 14 inches, Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer said at the top of a press conference Thursday. We have to be patient. Orlando Fire Department Chief Charlie Salazar said the water levels have the potential to rise another 3 to 5 inches as another bout of rainfall is expected to hit the city. The chief also warned that standing water is still electrified in some areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.